Have you been reading anything about the Depression, anything about FDR?
You know, I have, actually. There's a new book out about FDR's first 100 days.
Hi, I'm Michael Moynihan for Reason TV. The American economy is in crisis, and Barack Obama has promised to change Washington. But some of those closest to Obama and some of his loudest media cheerleaders are advising him to look backwards towards FDR's New Deal for inspiration.
The idea of a New Deal has crossed the lips of countless Democrats in the past 6 months. As Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern recently said, "I think we could be on the edge of an era in this country of bold, dramatic change equal to the Great Society and the New Deal." An aide close to Obama told New York Magazine that a lot of people around Barack are reading books about FDR's first 100 days. A kind of New Deal mania has gripped the pundit class.
Your book is the defining moment, FDR's 100 days and the triumph of hope.
It's the New Deal, and it's Barack Obama as FDR.
No, I want him to call for something like a New Deal.
But what if everything we think we know about the New Deal is wrong? What if FDR's massive intervention into the American economy actually prolonged the Great Depression?
For something to restore our confidence, our hope, our courage. Without jobs, we had no money.
As popular myth has it, it was Keynesian economics that saved America from the Depression, delivering a wounded country from total disaster.
People to the breadlines. Anxiously, we waited for some sign of better days. Then came the federal government's work program. One by one, it took us out of the...
Without the New Deal, say its defenders, America would have spiraled even deeper into economic crisis.
Into faces filled with hope and happiness, for now, we work again.
People who lived through the Depression said, Roosevelt saved us. And that's just a very closely held to the heart view.
That's UCLA economics professor Leo Hanyan, author, along with his colleague Harold Cole, of a study demonstrating that FDR's New Deal policies actually prolonged the Depression by 7 years.
The National Industrial Recovery Act, which was passed in 1933, allowed firms to collude. So, for example, if you and I were in the auto industry, you know, General Motors and Ford, the government allowed us to say, okay, we'll have a minimum price. You know, you don't undercut me, I won't undercut you. That leads to higher profits. And we could do that provided that we raised wages for our workers substantially. And that's exactly what happened. When you increase monopoly, and you increase the wage above the normal wage, you're going to have less output and less employment.
We didn't really have any recovery. I mean, unemployment remained 15-18% throughout the 1930s. So there is this flawed view. I think people are beginning to pick up on that.
So if the bold, persistent experimentation of the New Deal wasn't the economic panacea of popular myth, just what should FDR have done in 1933? According to Ohanian and Cole, if FDR had loosened the money supply, avoided the rigid fixing of wages and prices, and instead let market forces work, the economy would have restarted itself much sooner.
In other words, had the government not intervened in such a massive way, say Ohanian and Cole, the recovery would have been very rapid, and the economic slump would have ended as early as 1936. Instead, the Depression, by most estimates, lasted until 1943. The economy is officially in recession, and it looks like we're in for a long, slow road to recovery. But our situation is hardly analogous to the Great Depression. So is a new deal really what we need right now? Especially if it works like the old New Deal did? For Reason TV, I'm Michael Moynihan.
You're talking
Leading
about
people,
spreading the wealth around. That's what he did.
Well, first of
that's
all,
that's what he did. Did he
Absolutely.
Do that? And Obama says that's his man?
Okay.
Redistribution of wealth, sir.
He stepped in it, buddy. Look.
He stepped in it.
Look, anytime you build a road,